Robert Jordan could have put the glasses on them and been sure instantly, but he preferred not to. It made no difference to him who they were tonight, and if it pleased the old man to have them be ours, he did not want to take them away. Now, as they moved out of sight toward Segovia, they did not look to be the green, red wing-tipped, low-wing Russian conversion of the Boeing P-32 that the Spaniards called Moscas. You could not see the colors, but the cut was wrong. No, it was a fascist patrol coming home. The sentry was still standing at the far box with his back turned. "Let us go," Robert Jordan said. He started up the hill, moving carefully and taking advantage of the cover until they were out of sight. Anselmo followed him, at 100 yards distance. When they were well out of sight of the bridge, he stopped and the old man came up and went into the lead and climbed steadily through the pass, up the steep slope in the dark. "We have a formidable aviation," the old man said happily.
"Yes."
"And we will win."
"We have to win."
"Yes, and after we have won, you must come to hunt."
"To hunt what?"
"The boar, the bear, the wolf, the ibex."
"You like to hunt?"
"Yes, man. More than anything. We all hunt in my village."
"You do not like to hunt?"
"No,"
said Robert Jordan. "I do not like to kill animals."
"With me it is the opposite," the old man said. "I do not like to kill men."
"Nobody does except those who are disturbed in the head," Robert Jordan said. "But I feel nothing against it when it is necessary, when it is for the cause."
"It is a different thing, though," Anselmo said. "In my house, when I had a house, and now I have no house, there were the tusks of boar I had shot in the lower forest. There were the hides of wolves I had shot, in the winter hunting them in the snow. One very big one I killed at dusk in the outskirts of the village on my way home one night in November. There were 4 wolf hides on the floor of my house. They were worn by stepping on them, but they were wolf hides. There were the horns of ibex that I had killed in the High Sierra, and there was an eagle, stuffed by an embalmer of birds of Avila, with his wings spread and eyes as yellow and real as the eyes of an eagle alive. It was a very beautiful thing, and all of those things gave me great pleasure to contemplate."
"Yes," said Robert Jordan.
"On the door of the church of my village was nailed the paw of a bear that I killed in the spring, finding him on a hillside in the snow, overturning a log with this same paw."
"When was this?"
6 years ago. And every time I saw that paw, like the hand of a man, but with those long claws, dried and nailed through the palm to the door of the church, I received a pleasure."
"Of pride?"
"Of pride, of remembrance of the encounter with the bear on that hillside in the early spring. But of the killing of a man who is a man as we are, there is nothing good that remains."